Now for a story about immigrants here in the U.S. Suppose you're new to this country. There are things you need to pick up fast, getting a job, learning English, navigating the school system. But then there are things that are not so obvious. The World's Monica Campbell has this report from Columbus, Ohio.
A Kroger supermarket in Columbus. There's a pharmacy here, too. Prescriptions get filled, refilled, normal stuff. What's unexpected happens in the break room upstairs.
All right, hi, everyone. Thank you for attending our presentation.
Hello, sabbalai swagat cha, bhanidinuhuncha ra wahale.
It's a class on navigating something that seems basic, the pharmacy. But it's all new for the people here, about 8 refugees from Bhutan. Many of them fled their homeland years ago. There was ethnic cleansing and went to refugee camps next door in Nepal. Now, many are arriving here in Columbus. Makes sense. Rent's cheaper here than other cities in the U.S. There's jobs and resettlement agencies. The community offers support, but there are blind spots, like the pharmacy. Back in the refugee camps, healthcare was rudimentary. Pharmacy students at Ohio State spotted a gap and created this class.
I'm going to go over the prescription label.
The label is complicated if you don't know English. There's info about refills, dosages, expiration dates. The refugees are also asked if they take any herbal medicine. Santa Bahadur, who arrived just 3 weeks ago, mentions a particular plant. It's a medicinal plant, he says, that people bring from Nepal and prepare at home. The students tell the group to let their doctor know things like this in case it creates complications with other medicines. There are also practical tips, like how to open a childproof cap. Press down, twist counterclockwise. Everyone practices opening a few. Helen Kim helped start the program. She's a researcher at Ohio State's pharmacy school and emigrated from South Korea with her family.
Myself and my parents went through pretty much the same thing. We as an immigrant or somebody who is newly resettled just do not know how to navigate, period.
There's also the risk that if people feel unsure how pharmacies work and don't get their medication or don't take it right, they can end up sick, unable to work and provide for their families. The day ends heading downstairs to the pharmacy itself.
It's like the exciting part of the whole presentation.
They go over the pickup, drop-off windows, and the aisles filled with meds. Then comes everyone's favorite part, the blood pressure machine. Nobody knew what it was. Santa Bahadur takes a crack at it.
Welcome to the Higgy Station. Are you a guy or a gal?
Boy.
Turn your palm to the sky, relax, and breathe normally.
The cuff inflates.
Here are your results.
And watching all this is Ben Michaels, the pharmacist here. He says the class makes his job easier.
I might see these people walking around, but I would have no idea what their stories were or where they came from or even what language they spoke.
This Kroger's also now subscribes to an over-the-phone medical translation service.
It's actually extremely quick, even for Nepali, which is not as common as Spanish or French. Nepali we can normally get under a minute and a half, start to finish.
It's an investment, but the store manager says it's worth it. Customers become loyal, and there are no errors because of cultural barriers. And I ask Santa Bahadur what this class means to him. He says it gives him confidence he needed just the other day, when his son was homesick with a cough.
My son is suffering from a cough.
He had a cough.
A week ago. So at that time, I want to come here, but I don't know where the pharmacy is.
From today.
Alone, I can come here and to buy medicine. It is a great opportunity. It is a great occasion for me.
For the World, I'm Monica Campbell, Columbus, Ohio.